Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Live from Warrior Ice Arena in Brighton. We have a guest waiting for us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
We're in the dark on this one.
It's a guest, I believe, checking in from Foxborough today, Patriots President Jonathan Kraft with us now.
Oh,
hello.
Hi.
JK.
What's going on?
Guys. What is happening?
How you doing?
How are you? Good. You doing? How about you guys?
What are you doing calling this show?
I don't know. I was asked to. So, hey, any opportunity I get to speak to you, that's a great thing. I get to see Mark occasionally on the sidelines now, but I only get to see you in passing, so it's great. And the Bruins, that was awesome on New Year's Day. Are they there celebrating still?
No, they just had their practice getting ready for the game tonight, and
us moving on.
Us being a flagship station of the Bruins, we're excited to be down here at Warrior Ice Arena.
No, that was, I'll tell you, the spectacle, seeing them play out at Notre Dame, that was pretty cool, and then beat the Blackhawks, continue to get a little revenge for the Stanley Cup a few years back. So, anyhow.
Yeah.
So, look, I guess, am I supposed to, maybe you guys don't know.
The floor is yours.
The floor is mine.
Yes, sir.
God, like 24 years ago on Charles Lacquadera's Big Mattress Show, we went in and we announced that the Patriots were coming over to BCN, which became 98.5 The Sports Hub, and it's been an awesome partnership. I believe we were the first, maybe we were the second team to go FM, but we were the first or second team and to bring in that sort of rock station culture, and it's been an awesome partnership. And the Beasleys, who bought 98.5 a little over a year ago when they spun out of CBS, we've gotten to know them, and they're wonderful people, and I think they really appreciate what Boston's all about as a sports town and what an important station 98.5 is. And so we had a deal, our rights deal, which started 24 years ago, still had a couple of years to go, but we felt so comfortable with the Beasleys and Mary, who's taken over the station, Mary Mena, and all of you guys, that we've agreed to a long-term extension. So we're going to be on 98.5 for a long, long time to come. And hopefully, Zoe, you and Bob will follow in Gil and Gino's footsteps and continue to do the call the games. And if Mark could ever shave that beard, maybe we'd let him back on our sidelines and he could continue to do the pre and post game. I was just calling in to say they asked me to do that, and it was something we started talking about earlier this fall, and we've agreed to a long-term extension. So it'll be the home of the Patriots for a long, long time.
That is phenomenal. And I remember you started talking about this during the craft work stuff that Mark and Jim and Howie put together in the pregame. And going back to those early days where nobody knew what it was going to sound like, and I remember, you know, some of the stuff was cut up with Gil, or what the heck's this rock and roll stuff?
Yeah, Gil didn't like the condom commercials.
Mr. AM guy, right. Which, I'm reading the condom commercial.
Which MD's the AM guy didn't, but Gil had the pipes, and to be fair, I think Gil, it was a perfect balance. Oedipus's creative sensibilities, a rock program director doing football, and Gil, who was the epitome of just a classic play-by-play guy, and it's been a wonderful relationship. And I really still do remember that day, because Robert and I went into Charles's show, and Charles was a friend, and Tank was there, and I'm sure most people don't even remember these names now. And we just sprung it on him, and it was great. And it's the partnership. It's got to be now one of the longest running in the NFL. And
awesome.
Hopefully when we're done with this, we'll be at the top, which would be great. But we love, love, love the relationship with the station, and in particular with the two of you and with Bob. So
well, we appreciate that, man. Keep this train rolling.
Jonathan, when you first made the announcement, was it during Michigas, the big mishmash?
Oh, Hardy, you're there. No, I forget what time. Hardy, and Hardy has replaced both of you as my wife's favorite personality.
We've been told that. We've been told that, like, multiple times by,
well, she says
by the wonderful Patty.
He's smarter than the two of you. It wasn't during Michigan. We literally, Tony Berardini, who did the deal, I mean, Oedipus was the creative guy, but Tony just sort of barged in, and we walked in with Tony. I think Charles might have thought he was getting replaced for the day, And we made the announcement. And I think today now across the NFL, everybody is on FM. And it was fun to lead the way. Football sounds so much better. Everything sounds so much better on FM. I mean, young people don't understand what even AM radio is probably. But that was the way we grew up listening to everything. So
it was a big deal when it happened. I mean, I was working
in a
different market, but it was one of the things that made BCN – you know, one of the standout stations, the fact that they, you know, did all the groundbreaking stuff that you mentioned, Oedipus and Tony Berardini, but also carried the Patriots on their airwaves, and was one of the things that we all look to. And it's great that you've managed to keep the partnership going through the format change and now the extension. It's really good news. So thank you.
Oh no, it's our pleasure. We're so excited to see what's going to come. And I think we even had a little hand in the evolution to full-time sports radio on FM. We've been talking to the people at CBS about it for years. It made sense. And I think Boston is the one market in America where I think multiple sports stations really can thrive. And when 98.5 became the sports hub, it was the first, that made the launch so special. I think we started by playing the replays of our first three Super Bowls, but the idea that you were going to have a 24/7 FM sports radio station, it's led the way. And Boston is such a great sports market. And anyhow, we're really excited that this is going to go on into the future, and that, you know, Carolyn and Brian Beasley had the confidence to do it, and I think Mary's enjoyed working with our folks, and so we're just excited.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jonathan Kraft. There has been a long-term extension of the rights for the Patriots
long-term.
To be here on 98.5 The Sports Hub heading forward for many, many years. Many years.
And we'll leave it at that. Hey, what do you do? What you do on your bye week, Jonathan?
I'll watch football. I'd like to go skiing, but I think I'll watch football and enjoy the fact that we have a week off. We've been so fortunate to have that week off now for a while, and it's fun to you know, have a few friends over and just sit and watch the games and think about things, so it'll be good.
You say skiing so casually, like you go up to Wachusett and ski or something. Your skiing is not normal people skiing.
No, it's helicopter skiing.
It's dangerous. I've told you this before. Yeah. It's dangerous skiing. I'm nervous for you.
I don't. Thank you. Maybe for my age, maybe it's a little. I shouldn't be doing it, but I think the people that are good skiers out there who are much better than me, I don't know how dangerous they would call it, but skiing's like football. It's a lot of fun that if you start doing stuff off of the mountain, you have to. It's what it really is. I think what makes football so great is that you have to use your mind. You have to be completely focused and see and understand what's happening. And then if your body's capable of rising up to the physical challenge of it, which mine usually isn't, but it's I think there's a lot to do with off-mountain skiing and football. It's similar.
Have you ever skied with the former quarterback prior to number 12 here, number 11?
No, Drew and I have talked about it, and we look at pictures together. Drew's a world-class athlete who grew up skiing out there. I'm just a schlepper from Boston, but we've exchanged pictures and war stories, he would ski me into the ground. But we enjoy talking about it together. And I'll tell you, Drew, you know, this when this started, Drew was the quarterback. And I remember, actually, when Drew heard we were doing that, he thought it was pretty cool, too. And he was listening to BCN. That was the station he listened to in town. And, I mean, Scott, you were on the team. And I remember Drew commenting on how cool he thought it was.
Yeah, it was the rock and roll and the grunge part of it, and him being a Northwest guy, the BCN, you know, a little bit of alternative, and, you know, the Beastie Boys and the way Hardy used to mix it in. It was just, that's Drew's wheelhouse, man. Like,
Jonathan, we talked with David Andrews earlier. He was unwilling, as we expected, to say who they wanted to play, but you're perfectly allowed to say who you would want the team to
play. You know what? I want to play whoever we end up playing, because you know what? You can... Scott will tell you, you know, it's be careful what you wish for, because you don't want to wish for anything. It's the NFL, and you guys know better than anybody. Anything can happen at any time. So you're lucky you have the week, because it lets you work on stuff internally. It lets the coaches and the advanced guys take a look at who the three potential guys are, and you get a head start on it. Which is the you want the bye. You don't look to pick your opponent. If you're lucky enough to get the bye, you've gotten, as Bill said, you've gotten all you can ask for, because you won the game this week without playing, and you just take whoever comes, because I'll tell you, the AFC playoff field, I think, is you look across it, every team is interesting and fun and exciting to watch, and they're all really good. And you play whoever comes to your place. And we're lucky to be at Gillette. We're lucky to be here, and hopefully whoever comes in, we can. The one thing I'm sure of is that they'll be very good, and then hopefully that week helps us get a little bit of an edge on whoever it is. And that's all you root for.
Now that 98.5, the Sports Hub, has received a long-term contract extension, I believe it's only natural to think Tom Brady is next, right?
Tom Brady, I'm only hesitating because there aren't adjectives to describe how exceptional he is.
Of course.
And anybody who doubts that, anybody who doubts that is, you know, doesn't understand things. Tom's under contract for next year, and I think hopefully people have seen that, you know, there's a real understanding between all of us about how that situation is going to work into the future. And Tom, we're so lucky to have him as the quarterback and the leader of our football team. He was the MVP of the league last year, whatever, not that that matters. And I read something he said last week, because someone asked him about statistics. He said, all I care about is wins. And that's why he's Tom Brady. And that's why you wouldn't want anybody else quarterbacking your football team.
Oh, that's awesome. We appreciate it, man. Long-term extension announced today with 98.5, the Sports Hub, and the New England Patriots. We're fired up.
And I'm not shaving the beard. If I shave the beard, you lose.
I know. I didn't understand. You know, for those who are listening, Mark comes up to me. He comes up. He goes, because we had lost the Pittsburgh and the Dolphins game, and saw him on the sideline, and he had a beard, and he's like, "This is my victory beard." I thought Mark said he was going to shave when we won, but I guess he said, "I'm not going to shave till we win, and then I'm not going to shave again until we don't win anymore." So hopefully you're not shaving for a while.
I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I told you, it's awful. It's ugly.
What does Patty think of Hardy's beard?
Listen, in my wife's world, I would lose my wife 10 out of 10 times to Hardy. So I don't know what – we don't discuss Hardy. I get very jealous. So
we're totally even, because my wife feels the same way about you.
So he's smart. He's cute. You know, he's got everything going. He's witty. He's got all the pop culture references. He knows sports. I'm Whatever.
Yeah, my wife's more like Jonathan. He's a grown-up. He's an actual man doing grown-up things. Why can't you be more like him? So, yeah.
Great job.
Grass is always greener.
Howard Stern doesn't hear about Hardy, because then I think Hardy's going big time. He'd blow everybody. He'd be perfect on that staff.
He sure would.
Can you put in a word for me, please? Thank you.
Jonathan, thank you. Hey, guys. It's good to talk to y'all. Take care.
All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Jonathan Kraft, president of the New England Patriots, here telling us an announcement today. 98.5, the Sports Hub and the New England Patriots have reached a long-term extension to continue broadcasting the New England Patriots.
That's great news. Celtics, awesome Bruins, news. Patriots, keep that train rolling.
Speaking of the Bruins, we'll speak to a member of the Bruins coming up after the action update, brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only places in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com.
The Bruins are in action tonight on the Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are on the Star Market Sports Deck at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Warrior Ice Arena, Zolak and Bertrand. Tory Krug bailed on us today. Kidding. In a previous engagement.
We just got to pull this
up. So we got the replacement.
Right there. There you go.
We got the replacement.
Wally
back
Pip.
Again.
Wally Pip.
I'm telling you, you keep doing these interviews, Jake DeBrusk. You're going to unseat him as the weekly guest.
Thanks for having me, guys. Happy to be your second choice. I'll take it.
Yeah. He's so much more personable than Krug. Like, Krug stands there ready to kiss his phone. He didn't know
Krug's very guarded. Krug's very guarded.
I'll try to open him up a bit more. I'll let him know.
He'll change it for years, too.
Yeah. We'll talk to you down the road. Just like him.
I'm not giving you guys anything.
Get out of here. So you played outdoors in the Winter Classic the other day. Good win. Great game for those who are watching back here in Boston, and great for the fans who made it out there. You have experience in these outdoor games, as I read from Kevin Paul DuPont in the Boston Globe. You went to the first NHL outdoor game because your dad was playing back in 2003.
He actually wasn't playing.
He wasn't playing?
No, he wasn't. But we were from Edmonton, and that's where we were living. And
so you went there?
Went there with my dad, yes. So I was actually at the very first ever Winter Classic.
How cold was that?
It was freezing. It was like, I don't even know what the degrees were or the temperature, but
I think DuPont said it was like negative 30.
Yeah, it was around that area.
It's Minnesota cold. Like, we were in Minnesota last year for the Super Bowl. That sucks.
Oh, yeah. This was like Canada, like primetime weather, like winter weather. Weather and my face was as red as my jacket. I think I was wearing a red jacket and it literally matched. So I don't know if we stayed the
whole
game.
That's no big deal up there, is it?
No, it's pretty normal to be honest.
It's
but
ridiculous.
Still, it's freezing.
What was the best thing about playing at Notre Dame, though? You were talking about just the stadium, like the small rink, and then the way that thing is wrapped around you.
Yeah, I think just the atmosphere with everything kind of around it. I think when you take that long walk onto the ice and you see everyone and everyone's kind of going nuts and
give you goosebumps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
And
you know, it gets you a little nervous. And yeah, exactly. And it's good for the fans, but it's also awesome to play in as a player. And obviously better that we won, but it was something that was really special. The atmosphere was something that I'll never forget, that's for sure.
Who decided that everyone was going to play dress up before the game? Who makes that call?
What, you guys watching Goodfellas or something? Not Goodfellas, but Untouchables.
Blinders. Untouchables.
Yeah, it was Peaky
Blinders.
Yeah.
Untouchables or something like
that. Check him out, the Tommy gun.
I don't know whose idea it was. It was kind of a collective idea because there's a bunch of guys watching the show at the same time. And I think we all just kind of agreed. We got the go ahead from Z, and then everyone was live. And
you got to run it up the.
What, you get the blessing from the Pope?
no, I mean just the leadership group, right?
Yeah.
And I just want to.
Chain of command.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool, though.
Go up to Char in the locker room, get on a step ladder, whisper in his ear, is it okay if we dress up in the Winter Classic?
Now, you said you were surprised how cool, like, from a TV vantage point, the jerseys and the way the jerseys popped compared to the Montreal jersey when they had it
in Sports
Stadium. That was more of a brown. This black and gold, man. You think they should wear more. And I was... Right.
Yeah. Like. I mean. I think it's. I like the style of them, obviously, and the jerseys that we wore during Winter Classic. I thought were really cool. And
you can wear them a couple more times.
Yeah.
At home.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. Right. I mean. I don't know what we do for that, but yeah. I do like the third jersey. It kind of brings a different element to the game, and also it's something that I usually do when I play NHL 19. I always use the third jerseys.
This is the weird thing. Like players, like team guys, you love the uniform talk. We kind of like turn our nose up at it. It's a completely okay conversation for most of you guys.
Yeah.
I'd rather talk about that than the breakout.
I agree on that, yeah. I mean, mean, it's something that it's more so style and just kind of look, right? It's not necessarily performance, so it's easy to talk about.
So you went on a bit of a tear. I mean, not, I don't think, uncoincidentally, after you sat down with us the first
time. On the ice or off the ice?
No, on the ice. And I don't know about I don't
maybe
know.
It was. Maybe you went on a tear off the ice.
I know what Jake's doing off the ice. But you've had some pretty nifty goals. What's been your favorite? Yeah, I think you scored one in Montreal, which had to have been cool. You had a 2-goal game in there as well. What's been your favorite?
Probably this year so far was the one in Montreal. Yeah. Anytime you can score in Montreal against Carey Price, I think it's pretty special. And I was lucky enough to do it last year, and then do it this year again was obviously nice. It was a great pass by Torrey, who isn't here right now, but you know, he set me in pretty much alone. That's my favorite one as to date, if not my last goal against Buffalo, because it was pretty late in the game to tie it. I think that was a meaningful goal, so that was probably my second favorite one.
That's pretty cool. I slid Excellent. That shot at Krugin right there too. But you guys feel like you're the health
wasn't
is starting
a shot. He was complimenting. I'm not going to let you guys even in a joking way disparage a great Spartan like Torrey Krug.
Yeah, when he'll be back in, we'll be like nothing ever happened. Yeah. Yeah. You feel you're getting healthy? Like now you guys are going to start ramping this thing up?
Yeah, hopefully. Obviously with the guys that have been coming back, and even I missed some time too. So it's just a matter of kind of building our game. And we were building our game for the Winter Classic, and the fact that we put a good performance and won the game, I think helps us mentally going into these next games. We got a tough task tonight against Calgary. They play hard and one of the best teams in the league right now. So we got to bring our best and just continue to build.
There was a lot of talk about the Winter Classic of 2 years ago, the one against the Canadiens, sort of leading up to this one about how flat the team was in that last one.
Yeah, playing here.
It felt like there was a real focus on that game. You guys came out ready to play. I mean, it was evident. They came out ready to play. So I assume that there was sort of that focus and that mission of going out there and playing well.
Yeah, I think it was more so a mission. And personally, you take it as an opportunity. There's 70,000 fans in the stands. It's a big event. It's a national event in the highest stage, and you want to do your best. And obviously, I didn't play in that game against Montreal, but lots of things happen out there. It is a different game. It's a different atmosphere. But we as a group just try to stay focused on the next shift and try to dial in as best we could.
Well, as Krug tells us, he's not good in the outdoor games and that the team would be smart to venture. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
He told us that last week or 2 weeks ago.
It's got to mess with your depth perception or something to have the crowd set that far back off the glass. It's different from any other place you play. And that one time, as you get a chance to do it the other day, it's got to take you some time to kind of get used to it.
Yeah, for sure. It took me probably around the second period, I think mid-second period, to kind of get adjusted to just the atmosphere of the game and just kind of how the actual game is being played. It kind of sounds weird, but usually you get a couple shifts in and you feel like you're back to where you are. But it didn't take that for me personally. It took actually a little longer than I thought it would. And that could be just nerves as well, though.
Do you feel like you're slower or faster?
Like,
I mean, the lights are different. Like,
yeah.
What is it?
It just felt completely different, like in every aspect. Didn't necessarily feel slower. The ice felt actually fine. I was talking earlier, and the ice was actually really good. So the game itself was, it felt the same, but it didn't feel the same at all. So that was kind of something that was new for me, especially being a young guy trying to adjust too quickly and do whatever you can to help the team win.
Yeah, they were talking on the broadcast on television. I know Eddie was and Pierre was. They're saying a lot of the outdoor games, you get some unevenness in the boards, and they thought between the ice, the quality of the ice and the quality of the boards, it's the best they had ever seen in an outdoor game.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good, actually. And the only difference I found was that the boards were fast. If you rimmed a puck, it would go flying around the boards, and then the glass was slow. So that was the only thing that I noticed as a winger towards the end of the game. But the ice itself, there wasn't any ice chunks or anything like that. You could see the puck was bouncing a little bit, but that has to come with a little bit of, it being an outdoor game. But it was really special to play in for sure.
All right, Jake. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate
thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks
Jake DeBrusk.
Good job, Wally Pip.
Here on Solak and Bertrand. Torrey Krug, maybe back next week, maybe not. We'll see what happens. Here's Hardy with the headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Home tonight to take on the Calgary Flames at 7 o'clock. We just spoke with Jake DeBrusk live here at the Warrior Ice Arena. Both teams looking for their third straight win. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers begin our coverage at 6:30 here on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. David Pastrnak came to his first All-Star team yesterday. Celtics over the Timberwolves, 115-102 last night at the TD Garden. Kyrie Irving out with scratches to both his eyes. Gordon Hayward, who didn't score against the Spurs on Monday, scored 35 last night in the win. They'll stay home to take on Dallas tomorrow night. And the NFL announcing a partnership with Caesars Entertainment that will make Caesars the first ever official casino sponsor of the NFL. And earlier this hour, Patriots President Jonathan Kraft announcing an extension to make 98.5 the Sports Hub the flagship station, continuing of the New England Patriots. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters. During all playoff games, order a Bud or a Bud Light draft for $3 and take home a Bud Light souvenir Super Bowl 53 pint glass. Saugus, Dedham, West Springfield, and Route 9 in Shrewsbury. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home Sports, 98.5 the Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zola, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5 the Sports Hub.
This is the home of the Bruins. Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena from the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Bertrand. Dan Shaughnessy still with us. Welcome back, Dan.
Nice to be back. Who tweeted out the thing about me turning around in the ice? I heard the coach yelling. I had to see where he was.
That was me.
Standing.
Yeah, that was Jim Love.
Yeah. Way to go.
And what happened? And what did you learn when you turned around?
I was just curious if Cassidy was out there. If it was he who was yelling.
Who was it?
It was him.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Who was
did he look great with that fedora on? On the Winter Classic?
Yeah.
Love Dell did.
Yeah. But he had it
do you,
on
do you know what, during the game.
Do you know what they were dressed as?
Oh, yeah, I read a thing, because they all, was it 1920s or 30s? Is it?
Post-World War One, like Britain, Peaky Blinders.
We do that when we travel. Sosie and Capello wear the same thing, like that flat hat and that. And I say, these are my two buddies, Giuseppe and Anthony. I just picked them up down at the boat. We go in. It's
same
way they dress.
Yeah, there's this. Honestly.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, yeah.
Way to be into the show.
No, I didn't know we were on TV, you know.
Just that camera.
Who's that yelling? What's he yelling at?
What's going on? I do it all the time with a puck.
What is that?
Complete pivot.
What's happening down there? Okay, Dan's list today said plenty of NFL playoff talk.
Yeah,
we have done
that.
Some of that.
Yeah.
Hayward's breakout game. We
did
covered that.
Yeah, did that.
Baseball Hall of Fame. We did that.
Did
Dan's
that.
Date's coming up at 12:50.
Yeah.
The only thing on your list we haven't done, other than these things, is Bees Tonight.
Well, I figured you guys would be covering that. You just did by talking to Jake DeBrusque.
Well, what do you have on?
Who are they playing tonight?
A little something on the Bees?
Who are they playing
tonight? It's Brad Park and Carol Vadney on the D-line. First or second.
Not quite.
We should do like, remember Ted Sarandos is on air and he was reading all lineups, starting lineups.
I knew so much about the Bruins in the golden days.
That's one of the greatest days ever on the
Sports Hub. Everybody did. You had to.
Yeah.
One of the greatest days ever on the Sports Hub. Ted Sarandos on a Saturday just going through the Bruins lineup, reading it top to bottom. Well, I'll never forget that day.
There was a night at what we used to call Comcast, now NBC Sports Universal, whatever they are.
Yes.
So I was up there, and young Damon Amendolara was the Bum of the Month Club guest host for the night. And Max was over on a couch waiting his turn to come in and do Celtic talk. But Ryan and I were on the panel with DA, and we had been told by one of the producers, there might be a Bruins question in there or something. So we're sitting there, and DA, he tried it. And, I gave, if they have the hot goalie, you never know what can happen.
Good answer.
It's like baseball. You ride your ace.
Yeah.
And then Ryan says, I didn't see the game, And that was, I thought, kind of it. But then, he came back to more Bruins talk. At which point, I said, the men on the panel here, our knowledge of the Bruins would fit into a thimble. In which case, Max, hits the floor on the other side of the room. He said, if I did that, I'd get fired because I'm black. And, the usual thing that Max does.
Typical Max.
But it was a moment, and I think they're a little miffed at us because they had warned us there might be a Bruins segment.
You were there to do a job, and they told you what that job would be, and you chose to ignore it.
That's not as wheelhouse, though.
Yeah, it's just not, it wasn't happening.
What are you doing having Dan Shaughnessy on to talk about the Bruins?
Much like it's not happening today.
Right now.
It's a, when the playoffs would come around, I go, make the trips, I listen to what everybody says. I'm careful not to write about, the neutral zone trap or the two-line offside, which does not exist anymore, from what I'm told.
Two-line pass.
Yeah, well, no, there was a two-line offside that went away.
There you go. Bruins talk.
Play the nutty a few times. I can do it.
Yeah.
But I used to have back when I was in high school, I knew a lot about them. You want to talk some 1970s Bruins?
No, you understand. You understand the reason why we brought it up is because you brought it up in your tweet, in your rundown of
like,
things.
I was not prepared to do any
you'll
Calgary
be hearing
talk
from
today.
Me today
really
on
wasn't.
The show.
4 hours, I wasn't prepared to do any. But
tonight.
This is why I said no thanks, because like you want to set the
your
table.
List
I'm not ready to talk Calgary tonight.
Tonight. You tweeted it to everybody.
I meant so this is your platform.
It says the at Zoe and Bertrand. I figure that means you guys will be getting to it. I'll be more careful.
No, it's
more
pretty specific to your
about what I do in the future regarding what's coming up during the segment. So there.
Now tell me something about the second D pairing.
Yeah.
I told you, Park and Vadney. You know, see what they can handle.
How do you feel Halak was in the first half?
Boy. The other goalie, I know.
It's pretty good.
All right, Dan, appreciate that. Appreciate your insights.
Good well,
on the Bruins going into tonight's game.
What do you think about the big extension? You hear the news?
I heard a little bit. I was in the backstage there. I'm very happy for the station. That's good for everybody. Yep. You know, I mean, some would say the Patriots are, you know, just making sure that they have, that they need you guys. You know, I think they need you guys. That's what I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure they don't
this
need
is the,
us.
Pretty good.
I think we've got a good relationship.
Do you want to play this back now? Do you want to just do this now?
Yeah.
We should play this back because Zoe and I maybe misheard this.
So you
this
want
thing.
Another
okay. No, Zoe and I maybe misheard this now that hearing it more clearly. But Zoe and I still thought the same thing.
Okay.
All right. Tom, you got that?
Right, we've agreed to a long-term extension, so we're going to be on 98.5 for a long, long time to come. And hopefully, Zoe, you and Bob will follow in Gil and Gino's footsteps and continue to do the call the games. And if Mark could ever shave that beard, maybe we'd let him back on our sidelines and he could continue to do it.
So what did you hear there?
Were you banned from the sidelines?
No.
No,
okay. Not banned from the sidelines.
I thought if you shaved that beard, maybe we could stick
I just,
you on
I think
the
I just heard him wrong. That's exactly how
too.
I heard it.
All right, so I didn't do anything.
I got some texts from people saying I didn't know there was a sideline gig.
So I didn't hear anything wrong then. Because I heard nothing, and you guys are like, they want you to. I'm like, what?
They want you to shave your
what
beard
you
to allow you back on the sidelines.
I think you're nuts.
It's pretty clear what he said.
And if Mark could ever shave that beard, maybe we'd let him back on our sidelines.
It's just a joke.
Yeah, it's just a little joke.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking about the broadcast, talking about Bob and Zoe. And
yeah.
You
know.
Interpreted that to mean that
hey,
what? That they were now going to add
let's
a sideline
Let's pull Bino off the
pre-post.
Let's no.
I took
reporter.
It to mean that yes. You've been on the sidelines and you are banned until you shave the beard.
Correct. That's how I took it.
That's how I take it. Let him
Was
back.
That an on-air banning?
Yes.
That was an on-air banning.
On-air banning?
Not banned.
Wow.
And why was I banned from the segment?
Because you just get in the way.
It's just too much.
Because you didn't tweet about it, and we figured you weren't prepared to do it.
Maybe it was that one Saturday show about 5 years ago.
The bridge years.
Is this chair, how's this chair, Dan? How's this chair?
Not bad. It's okay. Yeah. I missed a lot. I didn't know Jonathan was on. I would have stuck around. Some banter.
Why do you think you were asked to leave? I mean, come on.
Exactly
don't make us
here.
Say it.
Didn't want to have that awkward moment.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, and now you're having a semi-awkward moment. Like, we didn't want to make it awkward.
We'll come back next week.
Didn't want them to change their minds till the ink was on that.
Why
on
have all
papers?
These people that have a good relationship with ownership and then include you? That would just upset the apple cart.
No, that's good for business.
Yeah, I've talked to Jonathan about this, too. And I think that
we just signed a major extension with them. Don't you understand that, Dan?
What's unique,
not when you get in the middle of this.
Here's Dan.
No, but what's unique is they understand Dan does his part, I think.
Yeah.
And I talked to Jonathan about the ebb and flows of
Doesn't
sports
mean
radio, whether,
like
it's whether it's always got to be positive or negative, that negative talk comes with being in business with them. And that's something maybe that one of the other teams in town doesn't understand.
Oh, the Red Sox? Well, just say it.
No, but like...
Oh, the Red Sox don't get
that? Jonathan doesn't have a problem with Dan. He understands what Dan's got his own thing. And he understands that there's negativity in sports talk.
Thank you, Zoe.
And he thinks it's good for business. He said that. Like, there's good and bad. You need that back and forth.
Like, Zoe
have good, lively conversations.
I would
or,
say Zoe
what would we do for 4 hours?
Zoe is building bridges here.
Seriously, right? What would we do? What would we do 4 hours if it was Power Hour Radio?
I think you guys should all go to dinner.
And speaking of bridges...
We'll go down to Patriot Place for dinner.
Yeah,
you'll
sit at the table
we'll park on
like
side
Bill
highway, we'll
did last off. Year after the season at Davio's.
You and me,
I'll
we'll
go to Davio's.
We'll park across
we'll
the Rodman. We'll walk across Route 1.
Right?
Yeah. We'll dance.
Okay.
Dan's dates are coming up next.
Jesus.
Scott Zola, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Damn it, I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Time now for Dan's Dates with Dan Shaughnessy. This date in history, with it being January 3rd. What do we have today, Dan?
January 3rd, third day of the year. So watching the Winter Classic the other day, you probably saw... Hart, did you see the legends that were introed?
No.
No Bobby Orr, which is disappointing. We had Cam, Ray Bork,
yep,
and Chief. Chief was there, Johnny Busick. Anyway, leading off for the Chicago Blackhawks was Bobby Hull. He turns, what do you think, today? The Golden Jet.
78.
80 years old.
Oh, father good, of Brett good guess. Good guess.
Already mentioned was Stephen Stills, 74 today. Victoria Principal, 69 years old today. Mel Gibson, his birthday is January 3rd.
Oh, wow.
Tough I'm going, what do you think? I'm going 58.
I'm going 64. 62.
Ooh, 64. You guys are all around it. It's a tie, but I guess it's 63. So I don't know what goes to that.
I win.
Yes, I think you do. Yeah.
Anyway. It's not Price is Right rules.
Yes, it is.
He was good in Daddy's Home too.
And
I saw a minute of that. I actually laughed at it.
It's pretty freaking good.
It's pretty funny stuff.
You got to be in a mood for it.
Yeah.
It's cute for the holidays.
Mel Gibson, what a career. Yeah. He started off with Lethal Weapon, and everybody kind
of
liked
Passion
him.
Of the Christ.
Well, he started in Gallipoli, the Australian World War One song.
And he started shouting crazy
That's
things.
The first thing I saw.
Jeez. Then he went nuts.
He went Bobby Fischer. It was not good.
he did go Bobby.
He did.
Who went crazier, him or Hasselhoff? Yeah, but he did.
Hasselhoff just got drunk a
lot. He just had a problem with the drink.
He just yelled at his daughter.
Cheeseburger. Remember the whole cheeseburger thing?
Oh, yeah.
Epifats.
Hank Stram was born on this day. He's no longer with us. 1973, winner of Super Bowl IV. Used to have the rolled-up program in his right hand for the Chiefs. Yep. I bet Arrowhead Stadium goes all the way back there. That's got to be one of the older ones, right, Arrowhead?
Yeah, sure.
It's really held up well. Did you start any games there?
I did.
Arrowhead?
Yeah. Yep, I got hurt there.
Good. Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's a good venue. The fifth Beatle, George Martin, was born on this date, 1926. He's no longer with us also.
Is there really five Beatles?
Yeah, there were four, but he was the producer. He's the kingmaker. I mean, he knew how to put
Ringo
all the stuff
really
together.
Doesn't count either. It's really like three Beatles.
Well, Ringo's the fortunate son. He goes,
every time he goes I on. See your face.
January 3rd, also the birth date of two New York Giants who were forever connected. Eli Manning and David Tyree were both born on January 3rd.
Same birthday.
That kind of hurts, I know.
That's funny you brought up D.A. D.A. had a big picture of that on his wall at home.
Really?
The catch.
The catch. Yeah,
it's very
guys.
Sensitive about that being out there. Do you remember when he got outed for that? He was very upset.
That's the third time DA's been brought up on the show this week.
Very upset about it.
That's a record.
Ted Johnson was talking about being at the Barstool party in Houston, and he's like, I'm sitting here and like, you know, we're sitting here and we just get right to the front of the line with all the former Patriots. He's like, and there's big names in line like so-and-so and Damon Amendolara. And like, he was like shocked that him and like, Sam Gash got into the party before
D.A.
Yeah.
So you and Ted Johnson were great, by the way.
Thank you.
That
we had
was
fun.
Must listen
fun
radio. I'd love
that.
It
went quick for us.
Set
Boom.
My clock by that. That was really good. On this date in... Cheryl Miller also. Anybody want to guess how old Cheryl Miller is?
Cheryl Miller? Refresh.
Sister of Reggie Miller.
I'm going to say she's 52.
Player, right?
She is 55 years old, yeah.
She hosted Good Morning America.
That's Robin Roberts, I believe.
Robin Roberts. Yeah, I'm confused. Yeah.
No, it's a little
clearly.
Bit.
All right.
Sorry.
Sorry. I have no clue.
But anyway, Eli Manning is 38 and David Tyree is 39 today. They have that. On this date in 1977, General George Washington's army routed the British in the Battle of Princeton, New Jersey.
Hello.
Get out. On this date in 1938, the March of Dimes campaign to fight polio was established by FDR, who had the crippling disease himself. On this date, 1959, Alaska became the 49th state. And this is when, you know, I remember flags.
Sure, it wasn't 57.
I remember flags with 48 states. There's still a few around, you know.
You remember the actual flags?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Because Hawaii came in right after Alaska. But so
highest numbered zip codes. I learned that on Jeopardy last night.
Ooh.
Up in Juneau, Alaska. They're like 99991.
Crazy.
99992.
I like that. I did not know that. One other thing on June. January 3rd. Well, there's a little folklore about Babe Ruth and the sale of Babe Ruth, 1920, what day it was announced. I'm going with January 5th or 6th. It is not the 3rd, but you might see that on this date in baseball history, so don't go for it, I'm telling you.
Okay.
it was it bled out a little bit slowly, and it was a big newsmaker back here. But the last Peanut strip ran in 2000 on this date. It was the end of the syndication, which still runs on.
And Charles Schulz died died the next day, or he died the day before.
I don't know how close?
Yeah, it was like within a day or two or something.
Now he gets accused of being a racist. He can't even defend himself. Remember, he had Franklin by himself at the table.
You didn't help that matter.
Well, I was just bringing it. I didn't start it. I'm just bringing it up.
Franklin. That was a weird dinner.
It was an odd setup. I believe so. At a minimum, it was odd.
Hey, Franklin, why don't you sit over there?
No,
Snoopy, back over here with us.
The last day.
Why Snoopy White?
The last date of January 3rd, Stephen Still's birthday, in the year 2000, Pete Carroll was fired on this date.
19 years
Thank you,
ago
Sarge.
Today.
Sarge reminded me of that.
19 years
So they,
ago
they went from
today.
10 to 9 to 8 wins. What was your part in that whole thing? 10 to 9 to 8?
I helped get us our ninth win against in the playoffs, but then I was out of there. I didn't see the 8. I didn't see the 8 and 8.
Went there for that.
But I had two winning seasons with Pete.
There you go. 10 and 9 right there. Yeah. Thank you very much. And that led to the hiring of Bill Belichick in 2000. Shortly thereafter, there was a lot went on in the next few weeks after Pete Carroll was let go.
You're a Pete Carroll guy, Dan.
Pete and I
That's
have,
your boy.
Yeah.
You and Zo.
You know, when he was at USC, remember that wagon he had there? They were winning national championship.
Send my kid there tomorrow to play.
They were a pro team. And it was like, you know, you'd go to practice and like Al Cowlings would be there. Yeah. It was
Snoop?
Really exciting. You know,
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Snoop had a bus. It's awesome.
And the swimmers were right next door, the diving platform. Oh, it was great. Yeah. Yeah, loved that. It was a USC practices.
Yeah,
anyway.
Never had to go to class. It was awesome.
Yeah, it would. I was with you. I would have sent anybody to go play there. Pete really had it going. And then, of course, he made the stupidest call in the history of sports and gave the Patriots the Super Bowl, so we still like him.
Yeah, that's
It took him. I mean, he was fired in 2000, and it only took him like 16 years to win a Super Bowl for New England, you know, but he did get it done.
It's like Brett Favre growing up. All he wanted to do was win a Super Bowl for the New Orleans Saints, and he finally did it.
See? There you go. Thank you, Pete.
All right.
That's all I got.
So what was your thing about the Babe Ruth and the Yankees? And you said, don't do it, do it, don't do it.
Well, I did some research today. This date in baseball says that the news broke on January 3rd.
Yeah, the deal was made on December 26th, but it was announced publicly on January 3rd.
Yeah, I need to check that. I am not positive of that. I don't believe that is when it was announced, but I need to check.
All right.
I'm just saying.
We'll leave it out then.
I think it was the 5th or the 6th, but I need to go back and check the records.
Okay.
I will do that.
One of our sports colleagues just texted me to let me know that TA was pissed, all caps, about it getting out that he owned that picture and had it on his wall.
And now the fourth time.
That was a big issue.
And Josh,
big issue when it happened.
Josh from NBC Sports Boston said you missed a birthday.
Who?
Danica McKellar.
Who?
Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years.
Ooh, that's. If I had known it was Winnie, I would have had that in there. Yeah, how old is Winnie?
45.
45. How's she looking these days?
I got so tired
Let's Google
of Fred
it.
Savage kid. Just like,
I love that
you like
show.
Her or not. Yeah. Just go
and
for
you didn't
it.
Know it was Daniel Stern doing the narration, right?
Never knew.
I never Stern. Watched it. Oh, never God. Watched The Wonder
it's
Years?
Gold. It's gold.
How did
really?
You miss The Wonder
I
Years?
Yeah. I don't know.
Any updates on Winnie?
We all miss things.
We're working on that, Dan.
I've never seen The Goonies.
Dan, appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. I don't want to be leaving prematurely.
Well, we're going to get you out on time, but.
You know. Oh, okay.
She looks good. Great.
Yes.
She's in those, like, Hallmark movies on Christmas time, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Happy birthday, Winnie.
On that note, we end the 2 hours with Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. We'll be talking to you next week as the Patriots prepare for a playoff game. Here's Hardy with headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.